Are you troubled by stale podcasts in the middle of the night?
Do you love films that feature the busting of spooks, specters, or ghosts?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is an RPG audio drama combining tabletop gaming and cinematic paranormal elimination adventures.
Call the professionals at nerdyshow.com/ghostbusters.
We're ready to believe you.
Hello, this is creator of The Orphan Zachary Fortescom. I wanted to come in at the beginning of the episode to thank a couple of our patrons. Thank you so much to Doppelbug, Naris Howell, and Rebel Ray. If you want to join them and get a whole bunch of rewards, including Patreon-only bonus content, head over to patreon.com/orphansaudio and keep listening to the end of the episode for a big announcement from Orphans HQ.
Hello! I am Geometrically Fabricated and Functional Reasoning Unit, but you can call me Jeffrey. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one of you to The Orphans Live. Yes, you're welcome. This morning's entertainment features three original stories from the world of the Orphans. If you've never listened to The Orphans before, then good luck. I'd hate to be in your position. I joke. If you've never heard our show, then you are in luck. There are three seasons available to download right now. Just search The Orphans in your favorite podcatcher. Now, without any further ado, let me introduce you to your dancing meat sacks. Put your hands together for Amy Kember, Beth Eyre, Felix Trench, Gavin Richards, Laura Gerling, Matt Penson, and Sarah Golding. Look at them. Disgusting. Our first story is called The Dark Side of the Moon, and is written by the insufferable Gabrielle Watts.
Cordelia Unit.
Xavier Unit.
Charles Unit.
Please state your call sign.
Fletcher.
Swift. Atwell.
Thank you for your cooperation. You will be processed at 0500 hours. Please proceed to your temporary accommodation and await further instructions.
Do you mean our cell?
Have a pleasant night.
I was made in water. In water I am undone. Like ice I will not yield. Like steam I have no trace. Like the tide I never cease. Like the flood I overcome. I was made in water. In water I am undone.
Hey! You're right. Xavier?
I'm trying to concentrate.
On what? Your time's tables?
Funny.
Seriously, though. What's on your mind?
Why do you care?
Well, we're going to die in the morning. Figures it'd be nicer to spend the night with a friend than a stranger.
You're not my friend.
Not yet.
Please just leave me alone.
If you're sure.
I'm certain.
It's oddly peaceful here, isn't it? Wouldn't have thought they'd give us a window. Certainly never thought I'd die on a moon. At least it'll be an interesting obituary.
We don't get obituaries.
True, true. It isn't fair, is it?
I beg your pardon?
This. Us. Our lives.
With the Alliance, are you?
What, the mob of bloodthirsty hypocrites? They don't care about lives, they care about power. And ideals mean a great deal less when you're staring down the barrel of a gun.
You know all about that, wouldn't you, General? I bet you've never been within 50 years of the front line.
I have, actually.
How'd you find it?
Horrifying.
Sounds about right.
You're going to stay like that the whole night? Are you going to join us?
Please just let me sleep.
So you can miss your last night in the galaxy? Seems like a waste.
Then it would suit me perfectly.
Come now, I'm sure that's not true. What brought you here? I don't imagine a Cordelia would take breaking the law lightly.
Would any of us?
Fair point. But still, I'm sure it's a good story. Humor an old clone on his deathbed.
You're not that old.
I'm 15. That's halfway to my expiry date.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about that anymore.
So he does have a sense of humor. Little bitter for my taste, though. Is that a Xavier thing or a you thing?
I don't know.
One of life's little mysteries. But I tell you what, won't be for much longer. Cordelia, what's got you on the decommissioning line? Tell me yours and I'll tell you mine.
Will you let me sleep?
Maybe. Certainly won't let you sleep if you don't tell me.
You're insufferable.
It's part of my charm.
What do you want to know anyway?
I'm curious, aren't you? This might be the last thing we ever learn. Don't you want to hear one last story before you go? Well then, Cordelia, put us out of our misery.
There's not much to tell. I was secretary to the Minister for Transport, Patrick Tremblay. He's been indulging in the clone trafficking operation for, well, certainly the 6 years I was in his employ. And when the Alliance opened up Wild Space, it might as well have been the quartz rush all over again. He was making more money than he knew what to do with, and he was getting careless about it, hosting these ridiculous parties at his mansion in Alaris, as if the world wasn't watching, showing it off.
So what did you do?
I caught him out. I was able to collect evidence over several years of him siphoning collective funds, ships, even ice from Sagara to support his ever-growing illegal empire. I presented them to a disciplinary committee.
And you took the fall instead?
No, actually. The next day he was found dead in his bedroom. Tragic news. They said he must have got his medicine mixed up. I imagine it was one of your lot that did it.
But they sent you here anyway.
They were always going to. Can't leave any loose ends. It was the price of taking him down, and a low price at that. Only my life for his.
Do you regret it?
No. All the same, I don't much want to die.
Most people don't.
How do they do it?
You don't know?
Wasn't really my area. We're more ad hoc.
Lethal injection. It's better than the more distant regions. There, they still just stick a bullet in your head and have done with it.
What's the compound?
Sodium thiopental paralyzes you. It's supposed to knock you out, but it usually doesn't. Just stops you from being able to speak. At that point, the restraints aren't needed anymore. They're for show. They stop you fighting back, so you die in chains. Then pancurium bromide is meant to stop the pain. That's the first thing to go in facilities like this. They struggle to keep up with demand. They'll process 1,000 clones or more in a given week for everything from petty to capital offences, depending on how important the natural born was who sent them here. And if it hurts, it's not like you're coming back to complain. Then potassium chloride. That's what does it. Stops your heart whilst you're lying there waiting. And then nothing.
How perfectly awful.
No.
No?
This isn't happening. Not to me. This is not going to happen to me.
Xavier.
I won't. This isn't... After everything I've done for them, I'm worth a dozen of you. Each of you. They're not going to kill me. Not for this, they wouldn't.
Perhaps you should go back to your breathing exercises. They seem to be helping.
No. I will not. I did nothing wrong. I followed my orders. I didn't lie. I didn't cheat. I didn't disobey. This is a mistake. Do you hear me? I know you're watching us. This is a mistake. I wasn't the one who gave out the wrong bloody natural born's name in the brief.
Xavier, calm down.
I don't answer to you.
Do you want to live?
Yes.
Then you do now.
What are you talking about?
Come here and smile for the camera. They'll find this interesting. I have reason to believe that an Alliance fighter squadron is going to make an assault on this moon at 0300 hours, which I imagine is in about, 10 minutes. Funnily enough, I forgot to mention that during my tribunal. Best get ready, eh?
You are Alliance.
No, I'm an opportunist. Now, listen to me very carefully. The guards aren't going to come and let us out. We're dead meat, anyway. And unless either of you is secretly an Alliance officer, they're not coming for us.
Obviously not.
No.
Right, thought so. That means we're going to need to get someone to get over here in the chaos, appeal to their humanity, or scare them into cooperating. Cordelia, I imagine that would be your skill set.
I'm sure I could think of something.
Excellent. We've got one shot at this. Don't fuck it up.
I won't.
Good. Then we need a weapon. This is an old facility, built before they'd phased in energy-based weapons. A blaster will take out that door lock without much trouble. So when someone comes over, someone else needs to sneak up on them and steal their weapon through the bars. Xavier, can you do that?
Can a Richard fly a ship? Fine, yes, obviously. That shouldn't be difficult, unless it's another Xavier. Or a Cordelia, come to think of it.
Fortunately for us, the Xaviers are rare, and Cordelias are unlikely to be on the front line. Once we've gotten out the door, we need a ship. I've memorized the schematics. I can get us there, but I'll need the two of you to cover me, or none of us getting out of this alive.
You've done a lot of planning for a man on death row.
Yes, I have, and it's the only reason you're going to survive this.
Why should we trust you?
I'm sorry?
Xavier's right. You have done a lot of planning, and there's no reason you should have had access to the schematics. How do we know you're not a spy for the rebels? Or a collective plant put here to test our loyalty?
Why would they test your loyalty the night before they executed you? You're a Cordelia, think about it.
So you're Alliance, then? It explains why you know about the attack.
It suggests I'm with one of those spineless murderers. One more time, Xavier Swift, and I'll kill you myself. No. I was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I don't want to die for that.
Fine.
We're going to die anyway. Might as well make it interesting.
So, now what?
Now? We wait. It's only a matter of time.
Attention units. This is Commander Charles Wilkes. We are under attack. Proceed to battle stations immediately. This is a code red. I repeat, this is a code red.
Well, we've certainly gotten scared, amateurs. Charles Wilkes always was a little underwhelming.
He might be the death of you yet.
And it would be an underwhelming end, I'm sure.
Why are you here anyway? If you've got this all planned out, why did you end up here in the first place?
Oh, I didn't plan to be here. I just don't plan to stay.
The question stands.
You know, Cordelia, I'm really not sure this is the right time for a heart-to-heart.
Perhaps not, but if you want our help, then I suggest you tell us.
If you don't help me, you'll die.
We're dead anyway.
Well, I'd really prefer it if we stayed focused. Xavier?
I'm with her. Smart as a Baz unit she is, which means she's smarter than both of us.
Fine, but you both better be ready.
I can multitask.
And I've got very good reflexes. Talk.
I lost the Battle of Caracas.
Not the Battle of Caracas.
Oh, yes.
How are you alive?
Luck, loyalty, cowardice.
So they were going to kill you for losing?
Not exactly, no.
What do you mean?
We did lose, dramatically. I was brought in to a tribunal. We were meant to figure out what went wrong. 84,788 people died in that battle. Clones, civilians, children. Very few Alliance casualties. But apparently the local population was fair game. It was the most colossal bloody failure. It is unforgivable.
But
it was not my strategy. With less than 6 hours before our assault, Minister Marion Stroud decided that she knew better. She had a different plan. I said no. She had me confined to quarters. And I watched them die.
So then, at the tribunal...
They asked me what happened. I explained. Minister Stroud said that her plan was our only chance of success. And I told her she was wrong.
And that's what they're killing you for.
And that's what they were killing me for. Not for the thousands of lives that were lost, lives of people who trusted me. No, we're just clones, after all. But telling a natural-born she was wrong? I can't allow that.
So what are you going to do now? If this plan of yours works out, what's next?
Well, frankly, I have no idea, but I will not die. I have things I need to do.
Hello? Hello? We have injured clones here. A Baz unit and a Catherine. I don't know their call signs. Please, someone help!
It's all right. It's okay. I'm with the Alliance. I'm not going to hurt you. Where are they? What happened?
Hello, Richard.
Is he all right?
No time to worry about that. We need to move!
Why? We're out of the cell. Go find your ship alone.
I'm with him. It's harder to catch us if we scatter. And we have no reason to trust that you're getting out of here alive.
There really isn't time for this. What are you going to do? Join a farm on the contract? You can either take your chances with the Collective or come with me to Wild Space! At least there we'll stand a chance of freedom.
Wild Space? We'll be caught in days.
Only if we aren't caught. Careful.
Don't tell me you're on board with this. You're meant to be the smart one.
Well, what have we got to lose?
Can any of us even fly a ship?
Cordelia, you're the replacement strain. Is there any Richard in that brain of yours?
Can a Baz fix a robot?
I like you.
I do believe that if we can work together, we can succeed. But only together.
What do you say, Xavier?
I'm in. But Charles?
Yeah!
Betray us, and I'll kill you.
All the lovely sentiment aside, I think it's time to go. Mr. Swift, Miss Fletcher, a little cover if you don't mind.
I'm having far too much fun with this.
So shoot me! Someone will eventually!
What an optimistic display of friendship, courage, and clone bloodlust. Thank you all for filling my metallic heart once again with hatred. The next story is written by... James Barbarossa. It is called Giving It Everything You Got. Hack title. Take it away!
What's our status?
Right. Thanks to the chemical spill that Xavier caused, the crew downstairs in stellar cartography are panicking with everyone else. It should buy us 6 or 7 minutes of quiet.
Where is our trusty Xavier?
What took you two so long? Stellar cartography's through here. You want this data or not? I'm not wasting my time.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Mr. Crow. Corporal Blue, set to work on the computers and see what we can get hold of.
On it, sir.
And Mr. Crow, secure us the door. We've just made it quiet. Let's try to keep it that way.
Hey, watch it, Flyboy. I don't take orders from you.
Pardon?
I mean, I'll do it, but only because it wasn't in my plans to get killed by Collective soldiers today.
Thank you.
Pack it in, Crow. We're all here for the same reason.
What reason's that, then?
To help the Alliance.
Speak for yourself, sister. You may be Alliance sheep, but I'm doing this for one reason and one reason only.
The credits.
For the credits, exactly right.
Yes, very nice summary, Xavier, but if we could be getting on, yes?
Almost got it.
Exemplary work, Blue.
Now, if I can find the right terminal, I'll be able to download the full map to the entire Aerodrew sector.
Without the redacted systems. There's no use without those.
What do you care?
Like I said, I don't want to waste my time.
Waste your time. Got it. They're here. We're not leaving a single black site unturned.
Job form. Today, every one of us plays a vital role in securing the firm border for Alliance space.
Yeah. You just keep my name off your books. You get me?
Yes. Well, on you go, Corporal Blue.
Righto, Major.
I appreciate your assistance, Xavier. Without you, Nora and I would be coming in blind. If we can pull this off, it'll be a great victory for the Alliance.
Spare me the theatrics, Major. I'm not in it for the Alliance. After this, I hope you consider that debt paid. I want it dropped.
Look, Oscar.
That is not my name. That was never my name.
Xavier Crow
of... Xavier course. Oscar is missing in action, presumed dead.
Slip of the tongue, dear boy. I simply meant that...
No, I know what you meant, Bo. I don't need your sympathies. Just keep my name and my blasted code name off your records. Do you understand me?
You've given more to the Alliance than most. More even than me, Crow. Your sacrifices are appreciated.
I don't want to be appreciated. I want to be forgotten. I don't sleep at night for the things I did. The steel, the mud, the pits.
You owe me nothing. You owe this Alliance nothing.
Then why does this debt never feel paid, Dickie?
I, I, I'm sorry.
Sorry to interrupt, Xavier.
It's fine, go on.
Is there a problem with securing the map?
Oh, no, no. The data tape integrates fine with the database. No black spots or anything. It's incredible encryption work. I've never seen anything like it, actually.
The problem, Corporal.
Oh, well, it's the escape pods for this department. They've all been jettisoned. There's no way out except the way we came in.
Blast! It'll take us at least 10 minutes to make it back across the whole ship to the cargo bay we parked in.
And that's time we just don't have. Once I finish this download, the whole deck will receive a security breach alert and begin heading back here.
You're kidding. The corridors are going to be crawling with the collective pigs. There's no way we're making it back through all of them.
And there's no other way out.
Well, through there are the stellar exposure canisters. They could hold 3 people at a push, and they can be jettisoned into space easily with us inside if we pull the film.
And with my call beacon, we can wait until we're clear of the aerodrome blockade ships, then have the Alliance freighter pick us up.
Whoa, hold up. There's no way you can eject those automatically. One of us would have to activate it from here, trapped on a high-alert collective blockade ship. That's suicide. Not to mention way beyond what you're paying me for.
You're right, Crow. I can't ask either of you to sacrifice your lives for this. If we leave without the map, we can get out the way we came in, undetected.
No, sir. Let me do it. This means too much to all of us to let it be snatched away.
Nora, no. Mission failed, and that's fine. We don't pay for any mission in lives, regardless of the cost. Call me old-fashioned. We'll find another way.
But, sir, do you even think if that's possible
I said we'll find another way, and we bloody well will!
Yes. Of course, sir.
Now, keep downloading. I'll give the canisters a once-over myself, but if I can't find anything, we abort mission and head back out. No casualties. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Sure. This whole thing's been an absolute disaster. Complete wild goose chase.
How can you be so hopeless?
How old are you? 3? 4? Bet you were only with the collective a few months.
I'm 5. And I worked contract for 2 years.
I'm glad your starry-eyed view of Alliance missions got knocked down a few muddy pegs.
You're a cretin, Crow. You clearly have no clue what you're dealing with.
I've been on more covert missions than you can fathom. For both sides, Blue. I know what they're like. What they're really like. Collective, Alliance. There's no difference. And I'm not giving anything more to either of them.
Dickie cares about us.
No, he doesn't. He cares about the mission, that's it.
That's not true. He's giving up the mission to save us. To save you and me.
Well, sure.
He's a hero. When things get too tough to handle, when the line between good and evil's blurred, when things seem like there's no virtue or value left in the world, Dickie always proves that wrong. He saved my life, and soon you'll see he'll save yours.
He's already saved me. I was part of the Alliance. He pulled the strings to get me out. That's why I'm doing this. I owe him one.
You left the Alliance?
Yes. And if there's one thing I've learned, there is nothing worth believing in other than yourself.
Not even the man who made it possible.
What do you mean?
Dickie is still worth believing in. If nothing else, I need him.
Righto. I think I've found a manual release on the inside of the canister so we can make it out with the maps.
Oh, yes! See, Saviour?
Right. Sure.
That's right. Good show. Now, Corporal, Mr. Crow, into the canisters. Let me take a look at that terminal. There might be more info I need. High-level stuff. Won't be a moment.
Of course, sir.
Finding plenty of info, old friend.
That's right.
You always make this so bloody difficult.
Where are you coming from, Crow?
She believes in you, Bo. She trusts you.
Stop! I have to do this!
Nora, get in here! Get hold of the Major and carry him into the canister.
Wait, what? Savior, what did you do?
He'll be unconscious for a few seconds. Now get him in. The fool was going to sacrifice himself to complete the mission.
What?
He'd have stayed in here while he shot us out into space with the map. Go, get in.
Someone still needs to eject the canister.
I know, get in.
Save you.
Go, just go.
Thank you, Xavier.
Just keep me off your records.
Wait! No!
It's too late, sir.
No! What did you do? He's dead once those troops find him.
I'm sorry. He said he was willing to do it. He said he wanted to save you.
He's dead. We don't trade lives.
You were going to.
That's different.
At least he died a hero.
Don't you say that.
But he gave his life for the Alliance.
You don't... Nora, Xavier's... What they do, what they spend their life doing, it leaves them with a tendency to find an excuse to die. Even if they don't always realize it. A lot of them, the damage done by who they are. Living with their mindset. They just want out. And usually that means to die.
Oh. But, we have the map.
We do. And the future of the Alliance is secure. Once again at the cost of a human life.
Still, the show must go on, eh, Major? Tally-ho?
And all that, yes. Perhaps it's time.
Time for what, sir?
Time to investigate more closely into Regiment X.
Regiment X, sir?
It's classified, Corporal. But for how long?
Yes. Nothing fills me with excitement quite like impending death. And let me tell you, that story really hit the spot. Next up, Zachary Fortescom has written yet another story for the orphans. Makes you wonder if they'll not grace us with this so-called art. This story is called Ascension. Let's roll it, me sacks!
Charles Murray. What a pleasure.
Always a treat, Minister.
How is there a refresh in the ranks? Are the reassignments proving effective?
Oh, yes, it's been going very well. Always good to spruce things up. Make sure we clones are kept challenged.
And, how many units did we reassign?
Some 7 or 8 million, I believe. You'll have all the data through from my officers soon.
Oh, God. Any highlights?
Well, I shouldn't say until the report is finished, but it's shaping up that clone insubordination is due to be down 35% from last cycle.
Fascinating.
Yes. I'm very pleased with these numbers.
But are efficiency numbers not down 20%?
Yes. Well, that is an ongoing issue that my department is dealing with.
Oh, I wouldn't overcomplicate things, Charles. Oftentimes the answers are right in front of us.
Of course, Minister. We're on the case.
God, yes. Now, what have you brought for me today?
Right. Yes. I wanted to show this to you personally. Computer, play report number 020219 from minute 22.
The evident reason for these disappearances is an individual stalking and killing Catherine units, but before killing them, using them for some form of experiment. I have determined that this killer is an Olivia unit.
An Olivia? Fascinating.
Just wait. Computer, skip to the next bookmark.
In the moments before the ship was shot down, the subject, now believed to be named Olivia Gwynplaine, transmitted a message which was as follows.
We all know, Vas. We see you slithering up the ladder. It won't be long before your time is up. I will make sure of it.
You won't even have a chance, Olivia.
This isn't the last of me, Vass. You can destroy my strain. You can destroy my ship. But you cannot destroy me. I will burn the collective to the ground. One system at a time if I have to.
Goodbye, Olivia.
No!
Her ship was shot down over planet coded marked 289-83. Scans revealed no further life signs. In the weeks since the disappearances of Catherine units have stopped, I can only conclude that the matter is resolved.
Close report. Very impressive.
Isn't she?
Yes, I do remember her very fondly.
You know her?
Well, yes, she was part of my personal security detail as part of her first posting.
So. Huh? I wasn't aware of that.
She has certainly grown.
She's one of my most diligent admirals.
Hmm. Yeah, we should give her a promotion.
My thinking, exactly.
Yes, I'm sure we can find something appropriate. Have her report to me tomorrow.
What for?
For her promotion. I would like to discuss it with her.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate if I would...
I will meet with her tomorrow.
Of course, Minister.
Come in.
Minister Orsham, it's an honour to see you again.
Oh, is it Minister Orsham now?
I'm sorry?
If I remember correctly, you used to call me Julia.
It didn't seem appropriate to call you by your first name in this setting.
No, it's quite right. It's Minister will suffice. Come, sit. Do you know why I've called you here, Nora?
No, I do not.
Good. So, may I ask you a question?
Of course.
What do you think of your superior, High Admiral Marley?
Well, Charles Marley is a very well-respected member of command.
Respected? By you?
Of course.
You have my permission to speak freely.
Minister?
I want your honest opinion. Is Charles Marley still fit for service?
No, ma'am.
No. And why do you believe that to be the case?
He is too lenient. Clones are too comfortable under him.
I see. You ran behavior analyses for a time, is that correct?
It is.
Yes. And were clones comfortable under your command?
No, they were not.
No, you assigned a Xavier unit to see to those you saw as a threat. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes, bold tactic.
An effective tactic.
Yes, quite right. Oh, I missed having you around, Vass.
It's kind of you to say so, Minister.
You know, I brought you here to give you a promotion.
I thought as much.
Yes, we're currently reassigning a vast amount of units to refresh the ranks, keep them challenged, as Charles Marley so often likes to say. We would very much like to find a place for you in all this.
That's very kind of you, Minister.
Now, normally I wouldn't even ask this question, but what do you want?
I want Marley's job.
Charles Marley, you want to lead command. That post hasn't been held by a non-Charles for more than 200 years.
Marley is no longer effective, and it's time we try something new, something radical, something
bold. Charles Marley has faithfully served me for decades. He was in power before you even birthed.
And that is why clone efficiency is down 20%. He's gone soft.
I will consider it.
Thank you, Minister.
Nora! How good to see you.
And you, Charles.
Are you here to see the Minister?
I am, yes.
Has she spoken with you about your promotion?
Yes, she spoke with me last night. She asked me to come here this morning.
Very good. She has a speech in a moment.
I know.
May I ask you a question, Admiral?
Of course.
For what reason did you access an unfinished version of my report on the current wave of reassignments?
Oh, yes. Well, I hope to use your total lack of effectiveness to get your job.
Pardon?
Yes. When I spoke with the Minister, I used your report to justify why someone as tired and old as you should no longer be allowed to run command.
You backstabbing bitch.
Now, Charles. We are in the Minister's office. We should watch our language.
You can never run this department.
I'm already running it. Someone has to.
You are not a...
A Charles! Good. We don't need any more pompous officers in charge. You're a useless strain. You do nothing.
Well, it's clear you don't even understand the scope of my position. If you think I do nothing...
You can't even see the scope of your position. That's why control is slipping away from us.
I will not have my...
This.
Nothing, Minister?
Is that so?
Yes, Minister.
Good. Now, I need to be on stage in a moment. Mora, I've considered your proposal.
Minister, before you...
I am speaking, Charles.
Apologies.
You have 1 week. You'll hand over your position to Nora Vass, and afterwards, your report to be decommissioned. Am I understood?
Perfectly.
Nora, you'll inform me if at any point my orders are not followed. Clear?
Of course.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
So this is how it ends?
Afraid so.
Was this your goal from the start?
Charles, let me tell you something. I don't care about any of you. The only way any of us will survive is if we cut everyone else loose and fight for ourselves. If it wasn't you, it would have been someone else.
You're soulless.
We all are, Charles. Shall we watch the Minister?
Hello, all. What an honour it is to be stood here in front of you all today.
It'll happen to you one day too.
Maybe. But unlike you, I'll be ready.
My dear friends, today is a day of rejuvenation, of reinvigoration. It is time to let old things die and allow new things to flourish. Today we begin to come together, to form an even stronger collective, for each and every one of you.
Let me tell you, that Noravas certainly knows a thing or two about stabbing someone in the back. It fills me with this old sort of pride. Pride and disgust. That concludes our stories for the day. Thank you all for joining us here at The Orphans Live. Give a big cheer for our cast. Amy Kimber, Beth Eyre, Felix Trench, Gavin Richards, Laura Gerling, Matt Penson, and Sarah Golding. And now, give a half-hearted clap for our writers Gabrielle Watts, James Barbarossa, and Zachary Fortes-Dom. Well done, Meat Sacks! Well done. Be sure to download The Orphans on your podcatcher of choice and follow us on Patreon, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram at Orphans Audio. See you all very soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our live show from Pod UK up in Birmingham. We hope you enjoyed every last bit of it. It was an incredible show to do, and we're really excited to do another live show, hopefully very soon. I'm so excited to announce that The Orphans now has a merch store on TeePublic. Yes, that is right. You can now wear this show on your body. We've got t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and more, all designed by the lovely Laura Gerling, who you might know as the voice of Olivia, and the designer behind the artwork for Facility and Investigation. If you're interested in getting some of the sweet, sweet merch, head over to bit.ly/orphansstore. That's two S's. Don't forget that you can always hang out with us online. You can find us on social media at Orphans Audio on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can join our Discord by heading over to orphanspod.com/discord. For links, updates, transcripts, and more information about the show, check out orphanspod.com. That's all for now, but we've got a lot more Orphans content heading your way in the near future. So stay subscribed and keep listening.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hi, you lovely listeners in podcast land. I'm Lydia Bright, and I have a podcast with my family, The Brights, the liveliest family in Essex.
Are we going to get entertainment?
I thought maybe we could get like a little DJ person to come in and do like a little set.
I was thinking more like Butlers in the Buff or a Chippendale.
Search for The Brights Podcast now on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.